Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Nomar Garciaparra. Batting second. The right fielder, Darren Bragg. Batting third. The second baseman, John Valentin. Batting fourth. The DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Stanley. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting seventh. The catcher, Scott Hatteberg. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Shane Mack. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Mike Benjamin. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Aaron Seeley. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jorge Fabregas. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Chris Snopek. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Darren Lewis. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Doug Drabek. And now, play ball. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garciaparra hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Drabek covering, for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drabek fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mack. Durham reaches second base with a double. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez bunts towards the mound. Seeley fields it and throws to first for the out. Durham moves to third. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Benjamin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Durham scores. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fabregas hits a fly ball into center field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatteberg hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snopek hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Benjamin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benjamin hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garciaparra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Garciaparra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Durham bunts towards third. Benjamin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-0 in the game. Martinez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Benjamin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bragg is 0-for-1 in the game. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Martinez, who is chasing the ball. Valentin reaches third base with a triple. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it and throws to home to get Valentin. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fabregas is 0-for-1 in the game. Fabregas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snopek is 0-for-1 in the game. Snopek is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drabek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatteberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatteberg hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benjamin is 0-for-1 in the game. Benjamin hits a line drive towards short. Guillen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis strikes out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Durham strikes out. Two outs. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garciaparra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Garciaparra hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Lewis. Garciaparra reaches second base with a double. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bragg is 0-for-2 in the game. Bragg hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Valentin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Garciaparra scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jefferson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Valentin scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jefferson moves to second. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Leary hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. O'Leary reaches second base with a double. Jefferson scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Chuck McElroy now pitching. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatteberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatteberg hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fabregas is 0-for-2 in the game. Fabregas hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benjamin is 0-for-2 in the game. Benjamin hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia Parra is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Garcia Parra hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snopek is 0-for-2 in the game. Snopek strikes out. One out. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Benjamin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bragg is 0-for-3 in the game. Bragg hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jefferson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Valentin catches it and throws to first to double up Martinez. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 3 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McElroy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatteberg is 0 for 3 in the game. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McElroy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jesus Tavares now playing center field. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Baines strikes out. Two outs. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fabregas is 0 for 3 in the game. Fabregas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.